Today and every Tuesday, StoryCorps' Griot Project. It's recording the stories of Black Americans from across the country, and today we hear from Jim McFarland. He was born in New York City in 1944, but McFarland's family was originally from down south. Here he takes us back to his annual trips to South Carolina when he was a boy.
My grandmother used to take my brother and myself to the South every summer from the age of 4 till the time I was 11. And I know that growing up, when we rode the train coming down from New York, when we got to D.C., we would get out of an integrated car and we go into an all-colored car. And I thought this was the greatest thing that could ever happen because now I'm in a car with all my people and they got the brown paper bag with the greasy chicken and the sandwiches, and we're having a good time. When we got off the train, my grandmother would always have my brother and I use the bathroom. The bathrooms were marked colored and white. When I was younger, I could read a C, but I didn't know the word colored. So she would say, use the one with the C on it. You can't use the one with a W. When we went to the movies, we had to sit in the balcony. In New York, as a child growing up, I always wanted to sit in a balcony because the balcony was reserved for adults and people that smoke. When I used to get back to New York, the majority of the little brothers on my block had never been South. And they would ask me, they'd say, boy, they say, what was the South about? I used to tell them, man, I say, them brothers got it going on in the South. And they said, what you mean by that? I said, we got our own bathroom. We have our own water fountain. And at that particular time, my grandmother would never tell us, the children, why she left the South or anything. Whenever I asked her about this thing called racism, segregation, she would always tell me, shh, we don't talk about that. That's something we don't say. It wasn't until I was 11 that I realized what segregation was about that I told my grandmother, I don't want to go South anymore.
That was Jim McFarland speaking with his friend Marie Cower at the StoryCorps Griot booth in Atlanta, Georgia. McFarland moved to Atlanta in the early 1970s. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Detroit. Next stop, Chicago. All recordings from the Griot Initiative are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to npr.org/newsandnotes.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.